Welcome to the program. Today we're heading to the shores of Moreton Bay to explore the rich fishing history of Beachmere, a village where generations have built their lives around the water. Joining me is local history enthusiast, Karen. Thanks for being here, Karen.
Thanks, Debbie. It's wonderful to talk about Beachmere because the fishing and this community have gone hand in hand forever.
Karen, that connection goes back much further than many people realise, doesn't it?
It certainly does. So long before the first settlers arrived, the waters of Moreton Bay provided an abundant source of food for the First Nations people who understood the stewardship of the bay, the rhythms of the tide, the creeks, the shoreline. The rich fishing grounds that attracted them centuries ago continue to draw locals and visitors alike today.
And there are plenty of places to cast a line around Beachmere.
Absolutely. From the sandy shoreline to the winding creeks and river, Beachmere offers countless opportunities for anglers. One of the most popular stretches lies near Louise Drive, where people still like to fish while enjoying views across the bay. Other older residents might remember this area by another name, either Tombstone Beach or Dead Man's Cove.
Gosh, that's quite a striking name. What's the story behind it?
Well, according to local legend, the beach earned its somber title because the bodies of those who drowned in Deception Bay often washed ashore due to the shape of the bay and the currents. The name remained in common use until about the late 1960s, adding a layer of intrigue to an otherwise peaceful fishing spot.
Wow. Fishing in Moreton Bay has also played an important role in the region's development.
That's right. As Brisbane's population expanded during the 19th century, the waters of Moreton Bay became increasingly important as a source of food and raw materials. Fish, whelks and oysters were harvested in large quantities, while turtles were sought for soup. Shells from middens were collected for lime and used in cement production. And even dugongs, or sea cows as they were known, were harvested for oil used in medicinal preparations. These activities marked the beginning of a long period during which the bay's marine resources were under severe strain in order to support the growing communities throughout the region, in some cases due to the detriment of the marine life, such as the dugong decline and damage to seagrass. Beachmere, we have to remember, is both environmentally sensitive, but it is also resilient.
But for Beachmere residents, fishing was about much more than making a living.
Yes, it really was. Fishing became a way of life and a cornerstone of community connections.
One person who remembers those days well is longtime resident Chicka Turner.
Yes, Chicka now lives up Harvey Bayway, but he recalls the Beachmere Fishing Club, which operated from the early 1960s until 1978. His dad, Ken Turner, served as the club secretary and helped organise competitions that brought the community together. Members competed for a perpetual trophy, with local fishing legend Alf Gartner dominating the championships from 1969 to 1977, except for 1973 when Lee Clayton claimed the title.
The Turner family became well known for another reason too, didn't they?
They certainly did. Ken, Chicka's dad, developed a special bait mixture made from bullocks' hearts and flour that proved irresistible to brim.
Chicka shared a wonderful memory about that recipe.
Yes, he told me that Dad would make a special pudding from bullocks' hearts and flour that caught brim by the sugar bag. And during the brim season, he would come home from Donnybrook with about 50 to 70 brim. They would clean them and his brother and he would ride their bikes around to the elderly of Beachmere residents and give them out every Sunday, including a gentleman called Arthur Sweet.
That's such a lovely example of community spirit.
Yes, I think it captures the essence of old Beachmere, where a successful fishing trip often meant sharing the catch with neighbours and friends. Chicka also would tell me stories well, I should say tales, no pun intended, about the mullet run during the winter season.
Fishing has also produced some remarkable local stories over the years.
Yeah, one of the extraordinary dates back to about the 1950s when several regional newspapers reported on a powerful storm striking Beachmere. Witnesses describe lightning bolt hitting the sea just offshore, creating what appeared to be a waterspout. The water reportedly rose and churned into foam as the disturbance moved across the surface.
And what happened next was incredible.
Yes, hours later, thousands of dead fish began floating ashore. The same storm also struck a large tree in the camping area, shattering it into pieces. And for many residents, it became one of those unforgettable events passed down through generations. We have had other fish kills, unfortunately, in Beachmere as well. There was one in 2009 and another one in 2019. And fortunately, hopefully they are now resolved and that won't ever happen again.
Today, fishing remains one of Beachmere's favourite pastimes.
Yes, it does. There's modern facilities now, including picnic shelters and fish cleaning stations on the Beachmere Road, near Riversley Road, and that makes it easier for anglers. These improvements were made possible through the generosity of late Alan Tait, who fondly remembered fishing in the area and recognised the need for better amenities. He made a bequest of $160,000 for community projects, and which helped ensure future generations so that they could enjoy the simple pleasure of fishing by the bay and the river.
Even though the equipment and techniques have changed, the appeal remains the same.
Exactly. The anticipation of a bite, the stories shared on the shoreline and the connection to the water continue to draw people to Beachmere.
For many, fishing here is more than a hobby. It's a tradition woven into the history of the village itself.
Yes, and it's a tradition that continues to shape Beachmere's identity today. Until next time.